Excuse me. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meetings will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ina Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should the net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. I am now wondering if there are any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink, and there are at least two other stations behind me, Kathy, so hang in there.
Okay, Kevin. We will pause once again.
Whiskey Victor 2 Sugar in Northport, Florida. Check it in.
Alrighty, I did not catch your name and I don't remember it. Who are you?
Sorry, this is Whiskey Victor 2 Sugar. The name is Sal Sugar Alpha Lima. We're located in Northport, Florida. We thought of checking into the net tonight.
Well, glad that you have joined us, WTVUS Sal, in Florida. I know you don't have any snow down there. I am going to pause once again to see if we have one more station.
Kilo, Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, Matt and Oneana, and there is one more behind me.
Okay, Matt, and our final station. All right, I'll do a pause at the end to see if we have that other station. So I'll go right to Kevin. Kevin, how are things and where are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and hello to everyone up north. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Got 15 degrees outside my house. A few clouds overhead, waiting for that Arctic front to blast its way in here that we've been hearing about, and that massive cold air that's supposed to be here with the brutally cold wind chills between, when the front gets here, and then I guess it's supposed to be dangerously cold tomorrow night right into Sunday, so... Hold on to your socks and hold on to your hats. Here it comes. So I won't hold the repeater down. I just want to say hello really quick. I'll tip my hat. 73 KD2FBM, back to net control.
Yeah, we're going to have some cold temperatures. We are. But don't have too much to complain about this winter. I don't think. Okay, down to the beautiful Orange State. Sal, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, good evening, Kathy. Like I said, this is Whiskey Victor 2 Sugar, located in Northport, Florida. Originally from up there, upstate New York, a little town called Herkimer. You probably heard of that one, a little small town there. I like to check into the kind of local repeaters every once in a while that I used to be on years back. I mean, I've been down here 5 years now. I see you guys, the cold front's coming in. Really cold temperatures. It actually was cold yesterday here too, matter of fact. Yesterday we had 42 degrees here. That's pretty cold for down here. Today it got up to 74, very pleasant. And tonight, not too bad. Tonight's about 62 degrees right now, so actually it's very pleasant out right now. So, I know exactly what that cold weather is all about, and the snow there, and honestly, Kathy, I do not miss it, not one bit. So that's why we moved down here 5 years ago. So, all right, back to that control. Thanks for letting me in there. This is Whiskey Victor 2 Sugar.
Well, great, Sal. Thanks for joining us. Good to have a new voice to the face or whatever, but yeah, we're in the town of Russia, so not far from Herkimer, and we've got 10.5 degrees here, but my folks used to live in Beverly Hills, Florida on the Gulf side, so they couldn't couldn't wait to get out of the snow, so, but great, that's awesome. All right, Matt, you're up next a bit.
Thank you. KAD2JWC here in Oneonta checking in. Evening everyone up in North Country. Currently showing 14 degrees with a 9 degree wind chill, and I have snow coming from my clouds over top of me. Kevin must be lucky he doesn't have any snow coming down. Not a whole lot going on my end, just had a chance to check in, say hello, and try and catch up with everybody. So I will say 7-3 to everybody and hand it back to Net Control. KAD2JWC.
Okay, Matt, well, keep yourself warm. We don't have any snow happening here. I think it's too cold, but we certainly have had a lot. So I'm going to do another pause to see if there was an other Echo Link station. I will pause for 15 seconds. Okay, this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
Entropy FM, good evening to the Chuckle Lady.
WA2U.
Okay, we have George and John. Anyone else who'd like to join our group? All right, George, missed you last week. How are things with you? I don't know how much of your solar panels you were able to use because it's been very overcast lately.
Well, that's right on that. There's a 2PFM here. I did have it on. We had a mostly sunny day today after early this morning, but say the snow stayed up there around Watertown. I think it's still snowing hard up that way, supposed to about 1 o'clock in the morning. Here we didn't have any snow at all. A little dusting yesterday and that, and nothing to write home about, as they would say. Right now we got a temperature of 15 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today was minus 6 up to plus 20. All right, got up to 20 degrees. Tropical heat wave. And tonight, supposed, I think, up below zero. And then I think tomorrow is really supposed to come in good and cold. Tomorrow night, I think it's supposed to be 20 below zero, and I don't think it's supposed to get even up to zero on Sunday. I got the wood stove chugging at it. problem with some of the fire brick and all, and got the stuff back in, and was apparently the stones, after about 9 years, did get behind the fire brick, the metal did get a little warped in there. So I filled in with furnace cement and all, and so far that seems to be all right. And I discovered also why I couldn't shut the thing down right, which I don't have to worry about in this weather. Underneath part, the whole door gasket was completely missing. So I'm going to get some more door gasket material tomorrow at the hardware store and some more furnace cement and get that all fixed so that when it warms up like on Monday, I can shut the thing down and I have to shut everything off with or swelter in 85 degrees. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73's all around. And yeah, I was very tired last week, fell asleep and didn't wake up till after 11 o'clock, and of course it was way too late for the net. So, that's about what's going on. 73's all at 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for joining us. Well, John could probably tell you all about the fire bricks and the gasket, because he had to replace the gasket on ours. And ours was only a year old when that happened, and he's had to replace the fire brick. So, you know, there's always something to do. So, that said, up next is WA2U.
Oh, good evening, WA2U. Good evening to you, George, and fellow down in WV2S in Florida, and see Kevin James and Matt, and anyone else that's listening here or on the net or is ready to check in. Yeah, the stove is always kind of interesting, the different pieces and parts, especially now that they're high-tech. It's like they don't even make the stoves that are airtight anymore. They've always got some air going through them. I guess they had problems with creosote and stuff, but ours is a low-pi Cape Cod, and we could have got it going, but we haven't yet. This is probably the coldest stretch that we've had, and we just got the fuel tank filled up yesterday, so fuel's relatively cheap in comparison, so I've yet to get bark and wood chips and stuff all over our nice gym out there. And so we finally got everything today hooked up. We ordered a Blu-ray player that does everything Wi-Fi. We had a DBPS 5500. We had one in the living room in our 9.2 surround sound. We liked it, and I'm trying to cut down on controllers, so we're able to get one of those, except the Sherwood receiver out there has analog inputs, but it's a nice receiver. Very inexpensive. We bought some Sony speakers years ago, and that cranks. Reminds me of the old Advent utility speakers, but it's perfect for the gym, so called up a company in New York, and they sent one here. We got in a few days, another BDPS 5500, and with the digital to analog converter, and all I had to do, well, yesterday, kind of get had to resolve to reading the instructions. God forbid, we had to read the instructions, and so I went out and toggled the switch and got it off in optical and put it on coaxial and instant music, listening to Golden Earring, so it was working well at that point. And then we picked up another Sirius XM radio, and I mounted all that on top of that, and got all the zip ties out and the cables all plugged in. So we got all the stereo stuff out in the gym now. All I have to do is take that radio and nest it into the surround sound, or we can take it into camp. And it was such a good deal when we bought the car kit, which, believe it or not, comes with a cigarette lighter. It's kind of funny because everything here is Anderson power poles, but that'll work great in camp. So the other radio, I think it was an Onyx Plus, only was like $40, really pretty cheap. So if it gets, the one we have here gets ruined or whatever, plus we got another controller. So we have, I don't know how many controllers, 5 or 6 on the coffee table, and I did not need any more new ones. So we're glad we're able to get the other player, because a lot of times you can't. So we were able to get that, and Kathy did some stuff out there and in the gym, and we had our workout today. did the Aerodyne tighten up a few things on that. Yeah, they worked on the elliptical, and tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow's weight day. We go from weights to aerobics and then back and forth, and Sunday we let our bodies recuperate, and then we start the whole process over on Monday. But been a long road, so got that done, but not a whole lot going on here. I'm trying to think if there's any activities this weekend on HF. This is a good time of the year for listening to shortwave or broadcast. If anyone has ever listened to the AM broadcast band, it's a quiet time of the year in comparison to try to listen in the summer, so sometime we can discuss that. And Pete and I were chatting the other day, and it's kind of interesting with the internet nowadays, and Echolink and IRLP and all the various configurations that exist, how many repeaters can people actually access? What, you know, in their home situations, it's kind of interesting. People have towers up. Do they still co-phase beams? Can they operate on multiple bands? Anyone operated 220 or 1.2 gig? Or I hope everyone's not falling short to the keyboard and the press of a button. It's kind of a challenge when you get up an antenna. So, anyways, kind of interesting thing. So I'll turn it back over to Nett, and maybe some other people will be joining us this chilly Friday evening. WATU, back to Nett.
Okay, thank you, John. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
KC2WI.
Okay, Pete's up. Let me just pause another second to see if we have any other further check-ins. Okay, Pete, I didn't say pizza, I said Pete's up, so. So, how are you doing today?
Well, KC2WI, I didn't exactly follow the plan starting this morning. Yesterday I got up earlier than normal, I mean like an hour or maybe two. I woke up, I don't know, at 5:30 or 6 or something. I can't remember. Decided, well, I'm going to go back to bed. It's too early. And maybe it was 6:30, I don't know. Earlier than I really wanted to get up. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I got up and started working. So it was a long day. Then I still stayed up till much. I tried to discipline myself 1 hour of, I was going to say television, but it's not television, it's Netflix, because I don't have cable. I don't have an operational TV here at all, actually. Got rid of the cable. And I don't know, I may see if I put up a digital antenna, what I get, but I'm not going to pay for cable or satellite. Just a big waste of time. So I watched that, and then instead of just, you know, turning it off, turning the computer off, or walking away, I checked email, checked a few, you know, discussion groups, and then I still didn't go right to bed. I read a little bit of QST, so I was still about midnight, but I did go back to sleep this morning and slept till 8:30, and kind of forgot that this today was the Mars exercise, Mars COMEX at DOD, whatever, that Mars always participates in, and realized that when I was in the middle of things, listened for a long time without actually checking in, worked on trying to rewire this foot switch that goes in the 7-pin connector on the back of the radio. That was like a huge chore. Should have been real simple, but combination of factors, not having a good way to clamp it and hold the connector body, and the trying to do it with my big fat soldering iron tips instead of changing it like I should have right off, and also not having 20/20 vision anymore. I did this, you know, 20 years ago, 15. Well, it really started changing probably around 2000, but, you know, you used to be able to see everything perfectly, you know, real close up. It's still 17 degrees. It really hasn't changed temperature much at all. I was talking to KC2QXG via EchoLink about 7, a little before 7 on the other repeater here, and out in San Diego, no, it's still about the same out there. So he said he was watching the band of snow on the radar, but he said his temperature hadn't changed much at that time. So it's I expect it to get colder a little quicker, but I guess not. But we wake up in the morning, it'll be 20 degrees or so colder, and hopefully maybe not too windy, because I'm going to be standing outside for the parade there in Brandingham. Well, I'm going to be riding an old snowmobile, and we'll just see what happens. KC2WI.
Well, Pete, I hope you got one of those Carhartt onesie suits that we have. Those are very, very warm, and hope you can get frostbite really quick, which you know. So, all righty, anything else for us this evening?
Well, a work suit. It's not a Carhartt. I don't think it's maybe quite as good as the real heavy Carhartt, but I'm debating whether I want to wear that or not, because when you get into the inside after the thing and you're in the open house there in a groomer barn, you know, you don't need that. So I'll probably wear pretty heavy layers and that on top, and then, you know, when you go inside, take it off so you don't really feel cold when you go back out, you know. John, you mentioned the computer and EchoLink versus real ham radio and that, but I'll tell you, I was on the fine repeater again this evening from maybe 7:30 to 8:30 and doing the digital stuff, and that's like real ham radio. It's really nice. It's experimentation. Yeah, you're fiddling with the computer, but it's not cheating the system by just echo linking with your computer or smartphone. It's radio to radio sending digital stuff, and some of the modes are great. You can use PSKR 1000C2, and you can get I sent the one last week, I think it was 19 seconds to send 3700 bytes, so that's a little less than 3,700 characters because there was some formatting, but it's pretty darn good for, audio bandwidth, plain old, in this case it was VHF. KC2WI.
Pete, how does it compare with packet?
Well, VHF packet is 1200 baud. Technically, there's a difference between baud and bits per second and things like that. But packet is not very fast. And what it does do, AX25, which is the protocol, is it is a handshaking protocol. So when you're sending something on packet, and you're connected to the other station, you can do it in the connectionless mode. But when you're connected, there's handshaking. So you send, the other station receives. If it does, and it breaks your long message into packets, into groups of characters, and it wraps the from and to and checksum and all that around each one. And if you don't, if your receiving station doesn't get it correctly, it goes back and it sends to the transmitting station, send that block again. So that makes it even slower than the raw data rate. So the advantage of packet is it's a handshaking mode. So when you do get something, if you're in the connected mode, which is the normal way people do packet, it's 100%, and or you don't get it. The all these other digital modes that everybody's using on HF and VHF, they may have what they call forward error correction, which is they put redundant characters in there and things like that, but there's no automatic resend request that goes back. So that's the, one of the difference, but it's, some of these modes are way, way, way faster than packet. And they are very good with error correction. The receiving station just processes it in the computer. And if you use the NBEMS messaging suite, rather than just sending raw text out, you can send a formatted message using a program called FLMessage, and what that does is it wraps, it does two things. Number one is you bring up a form, radiogram, ICS-213, there's one for sort of a plain text message, just a standard message, whatever, and it will send what you have in that message out with control codes wrapped around it. On the receiving end, the form looks exactly like the sender. It actually will even pop up a version of it in your web browser. And it will also check the checksum, and if the checksum doesn't agree, it will give you an error that, you know, will warn you that the checksum is bad, and you can get a resend. So it is really an interesting way to do things, and it's the way of the future for message handling, I think. KC2WI.
Well, that's great, Pete. Thank you for all of that. That's cool. It's quicker than the conventional, you know, traffic net kind of thing, too. And true, the thing about packet is we have a friend who does it. It's kind of hands-off when he doesn't feel like doing hands-on with that. So, cool, Pete. Well, thank you very much. So, KC2YXN here for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any queries, comments, late check-ins, or any other kind of nonsense.
WATU with comments.
Go ahead.
WATU. Well, I always try to provide some sort of a platform for learning, or in case some people are tuned in maybe for the first time. You never know. People might travel in the area, might be visiting. And I know packet was a big thing years ago around in the area, and they actually had packet bulletin boards. Wow, I just can't imagine that. Someone would go in and try to download a frequency list. But it's nice. As J65, there's a, I know they used to make regular readers that are out there. You know, and people were doing Clover and AmpTor and PackTor and RTTY, and some people you talk to that and they go, what are they talking about? Besides, you know, test question, they've actually, have they ever done that or witnessed it, or can they identify it on the radio if they tune across? And of course, I have been able to listen to some of that. And they, some places in shortwave, they were doing the TDM and different other modes. But yeah, that's kind of a neat. That it has a nice application, and plus the advantage that at least I've seen with some of the digital forms of communication is that unlike running ridiculous amounts of power for voice communication on repeaters or whatever, you can get away with just small amounts of power and effectively communicate. You know, like the PK, PSK-31 or whatever it is, 31 on 14 megahertz, I forgot what the exact frequency is, but you know, you're not running lots and lots of power, yet you have effective communications. There's There's people actually that have done EME moonbound with J65, so it's kind of interesting the power that's not needed to effectively communicate. And plus, in a way, it makes some of the communication, especially in emergency situations, somewhat a little bit private, even though it's not intended to be private, but it does provide a certain level of privacy. And there's a lot of part of the spectrum of people tuning around, they can hear that, and sometimes it's good to bounce the radio off in a regular traditional voice frequency and get onto one of the digital frequencies, the bottom end of 2 meters, for instance. And yes, CW is considered a digital communication. So, okay, Pete, well, good luck with going up to going up north, and stay warm. I know you will. We heard some of the announcements on the moose about that. So, just wanted to comment on some of the digital forms. It's good to explore other horizons. That's what amateur radio is all about. WA2 back to now.
Okay, thank you, John. I'm going to do another quick pause. KC2YXN here. Do we have any further check-ins? I do have a quick question now, and I'll pipe up. Pete, what time is the North Country Net on Sundays?
Yeah, okay. Well, we call it the North Country Group, and we try to avoid using the word net. It's more like a pretty informal roundtable kind of thing. We try to stay in order, but, you know, it's not a directed, it's not a formal directed net. It's, at best, it's a free net with some sort of management by whoever gets there first, usually, is sort of keeps track of everybody. It is 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning on 3958. And make a comment about the digital modes. If you're using 2 meter FM, of course you still have to have enough power to be more or less reasonably close to full quieting, although some of the modes, like say MT63, I saw this work in the last hospital net. I really had to strain to hear people understand what they were saying, you know, because the repeater was so scratchy. Carrie goes and sends a digital message on MT63, no problem, 100% copy first time. So it works really good. To learn how to use the software, we could do that right here on this repeater right now. There's no prohibition against digital modes on 2 meter FM. It's just what the group wants to do, or the repeater trustee, or whatever. So we had people with computers with the software in it, which, by the way, is freely downloadable. That's all you need, is a computer with a speaker and a microphone, and a radio with a speaker and a microphone. You don't need a hardwired interface, although it really is nice to have that. It makes things quicker, but you don't need it. All you need is a computer or a laptop, something that can run the software, and it'll run on Windows, it'll run on OS X, it'll run on Linux, and it'll run on an old computer. It doesn't have to be modern dual core, you know, Windows 7, Windows 10, something. I encourage people to think about trying it. And if anybody wants to do that, we can set a time, after the voice part of this net or whatever, and play around with it. That's basically what we're doing up on the OVARC machine. KC2WI.
Great, Pete. Well, thank you so much. You know, that's something John and I haven't gotten into too much, and it'd be kind of neat to do it, you know, just Don knows, he's a great font of knowledge of ham radio, but it's always nice to just do a little bit something different, too, especially during these dark, long winter days. So, well, thanks, Pete. Well, this is KC2YXM, and before I close the net, we'll have our Friday evening chuckle. So, here we go. Have you heard about the garlic diet? Well, you really don't lose any weight, but from a distance, your friends say you look a lot thinner. This is KC2YXN, that control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I am now going to close the net for this evening, but I would like to thank everybody who joined us this evening. We have Kevin, Sal, Matt, George, John, and Pete that checked in, and I want to thank all the scanner listeners and those of you who are listening out there. I know you're there. And I'll return the frequency to regular amateur use. Everybody stay warm this weekend. Try to stay out of the wind. Have a great weekend. 73 and 88 to all. This is KC2YXN, clear.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in for Octen through Echolink. Good evening, Mark. This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, stay warm. 73, KD2FPM is clear.